Point
of information, could somebody make a clear statement about the mission of this task force or the goals or aims of this, what's the results?
To form a working group to organize past motions of Pacifica so that they can be posted on the Pacifica website. For all, any and all to retrieve and read.
Bob for the SAC, and I had heard Arpal last to
Arpal's
be recognized.
Okay. Arpal and then Bob.
Okay.
Arpal, WBAI.
At one point, I know there existed a file of some sort that had the all the PNB motions that had ever been passed up to that date. That was probably like 3 years or more ago.
What? How many years?
Hello?
How many years did you say?
That was probably like 3 or 4 years ago.
Okay.
So they've passed a couple more motions since then. But it would be good if we could get that thing updated with whatever they've passed. Plus, looking through the website of our mailing list for the governance committee has everything we've ever done because there are minutes up there, some minutes. We won't get into that too much. And there are also agendas and things up there and stuff like that. So a lot of stuff can be mined out of our mailing list's website on Yahoo. In fact, I suspect that every single motion we've ever passed is up there somewhere, somehow. So, between those two things, we have a head start on documents, and we can get it going. I imagine that the secretary of the PNB must have, I think is legally required to have, minutes of everything. So those can be, harvested for all the motions. So it should not be a difficult thing.
Robert Stack.
Okay, Bob, and then Robert.
Okay, well, on the first point, Arpal is certainly correct that I believe it was in 2007, the then executive director himself compiled all the motions passed by the PNB up to that point. I probably can find that. That's when I sat on the PNB, so I can probably find that in my documents and send that. So that's a starting point. As far as the second suggestion about going into the committee's prior emails, I would caution against that because I think we're going to confuse ourselves if we include in this database motions passed by a committee but where we don't know or we're not sure if it was passed by the full board.
Yeah.
I think what we need to know is what the PNB has finally passed, even if the committee may have, recommended something, but it ultimately got amended or rejected or whatever. I think, we need to focus on the PNB. And the other thing I would recommend is amending the mission to be more narrow so that it's not an endless job, and that would be motions concerning structure and procedures, because the PNB passes motions every meeting, sometimes twice a month, whatever, however often they meet, that are not really of long-term significance for the purpose we're discussing. What we're looking at is if somebody, especially on our committee, but occasionally it happens on other committees, somebody's looking to set up or questioning, is there a procedure for X? Is there a requirement that checks be deposited or that the board be notified if a check of a certain, all those kind of questions, that's a procedure or a policy. But not just kind of like, do we approve this year's budget or do we want the executive director to write us a report on what happened last month? That kind of thing, that's not a, that's just going to overwhelm us with too much detail. So that's my amendment.
Nancy on the stack for a question. Who has it? I'm sorry. Who has this? Secretary?
Nancy.
Yes.
Hello?
And this
Bob?
Is to the stack.
Okay, Nancy. Okay, and then Lydia. Okay.
Yeah. So, Bob, who has access to this, what was passed in the PNB?
And that was... I've asked twice.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know. Go ahead.
The thing that Arpal and I referred to from 5 years ago, that was... for several years, that was actually up on Pacifica.org, and then mysteriously it and every other piece of minutes, I think, were taken down. I have no idea why. But like I said, I think I preserved it somewhere on my hard drive, so I'll look for it. I'm almost positive I have it, and I'd be happy to post it to this working group, and they can use that as kind of a base from which to fill in what's happened since 2007. Actually, I think it may have only gone to the end of 06, but I don't remember. In any case, I'm pretty sure I can find it, and I'll forward it.
Oh, good, good, good.
Robert, third request.
Okay, Robert. I'm going to take... Okay, the next person listed was Lydia, and then you, Robert.
I think that... We should, actually the two examples that Bob used, I would actually like to have those motions, but I wouldn't want to have a motion that is procedural for the specific meeting. And so I think we should leave it a little bit more open, and Bob, you can craft that however you wish, I think. You're good with that. And then if the working group has any questions, they can bring it back to the governance committee to see if that was its intention. There will be some questions, I think, about the motions. And in no way did I mean to imply that the working group has to start from scratch. I absolutely remember that list of motions that we had before. But there has been... not the same diligence with producing those or preserving this, and we haven't had the benefit of the website. But in addition to having the motions, is having something like the document that is currently being used for the bylaws on the Pacifica website. It was originally a working group out of KPFK in searching for certain things in the bylaws. We need... something like that, something that has some aspect of a search engine so that you can actually, it's useful. It's not just an ongoing list of titles of motions. And so that was my comment. Because the reason I say this, Bob, was because, in fact, one of the reasons that, so I think the first phase should be the PMB motions. The second phase... should, which will take us, into the next year or whatever, could be these committee motions. For example, the standing rules by Campbell, the main reason that it's been kept off of the PMB agenda is because he contends that it was passed, those were already passed by, I believe, the Finance Committee. Having the retrievability of that particular motion having been passed or whatever is essential to something that has now been kept off the agenda for over a year. So those are also tend to be rather important. So there is some usefulness there, but that's not a priority. The main thing is, of course, the PMB motion.
Well, so who would like to structure the motion?
Bob?
Yeah, I'm not sure that I see where Lydia is going about what type of thing should be included versus excluded, so I can't really structure that. If she wants to word it, that's fine.
Okay, well, maybe you can get something.
I have another suggestion. I think first we should form the working group, which was my original motion, and then as so many of us do, is have that working group craft what it believes to be its charge. I mean, that's what we usually do so often as committees anyway, and have it come back to governance in terms of the state, but it's pretty basic. And the questions, as they start doing the work, some of the questions might arise that we can address.
Yeah.
So Lydia has a motion now that the working group itself be formed.
That's correct.
And its mission, specific mission, be stated after the working group is formed, after the task force is formed?
Right, but that a working group be formed to catalog and provide access to PMB motions that have been passed prior to this date, and just leave it simply then, and then we can refine it later. But for the purpose of getting two or three people working on this, pass something.
Mm. I like this language of Nancy's cataloging motions. I think that's very good language. Okay, so would we like to take a vote on that?
Madam Chair, are there any objections?
I object.
Who's that name, please?
That's Robert. It's the name
Robert.
That isn't heard.
Yes, Robert.
Robert Mark, KPFT.
Robert
Am I
Mack.
Recognized?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, well, I asked three times to be on the stack to discuss the discussion. It's obvious you're ready to take a vote. I just wonder, you know, what game has to be played to get to speak to an issue. So I objected.
No. Okay.
I withdraw my objection. Go ahead and proceed to vote. I don't object.
You don't object. Okay. Okay. Which all in since this is being streamed, I think it should be a roll call vote.
Okay.
Point of order.
Yes.
Can I suggest that the general practice be followed, which is that the chair, unless there's been controversy during discussion, that the chair just ask rather than a vote if there is an objection, and only if there is an objection, then do a roll call. That's most committees have practiced that for a long time.
I second that. This is Lydia.
He'll say time.
Objection.
Unless the chair doesn't feel comfortable, go ahead. Do what you think is best.
No, I just asked Nancy. So without objection, the task force is established. Who would like to serve on the task force outside of Lydia? Is there anyone who would like to serve now?
Well, this is Bob. I'm willing to be on it at the beginning, but I don't have the time in an ongoing way, so I can help kind of contribute what I have and my ideas for the scope, and then I'm going to have to step off.
Okay, so right now it is Bob and Lydia.
Joseph K. KPFT. I'd like to volunteer.
Okay, and Joseph. So Bob, Lydia, Joseph. Anyone else?
Somebody from KPFA or KPF, WPFW or, okay.
Okay, so number five.
I'm sorry, so it's Bob, Lydia, and who?
Joseph K.
Oh, thank you.
KPFT.
Thank you.
Bob from WBAI, Lydia from KPFK, and Joseph from KPFT.
Yes.
Oh, this should be posted on the Pacifica.org. And Pacifica.org, their website is so naked, I don't understand why that is.
This is Lydia.
Yes, Lydia.
Yes, I recommend that we come back, and I think it has to be a task force so as not to be streamed. And at least in its initial stages, it's just, we're just doing grunt work on this. And then we can come back and see what's necessary. For example, as our Paul and Bob pointed out, all the way through 07, we might be in absolutely excellent shape. And then we can come back to this committee and report and see if we need to do what kind of announcements or whatever, and of course, what our what our mission is and whatever. If no one has any objections.
Question, R. Paul from BAI. Didn't we just vote to make it a working group?
Yes.
Yeah, we did it. But the working group is the one that needs to be streamed, and I don't know if this is one that requires a lot of discussion. Bob, what do you think?
My distinct recollection, having served on several committees, is that working groups don't have to be streamed.
Subcommittees
are different, and which also means they don't have a quorum. So they can do work.
So we can get the job done.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
I suspect a lot of it will be actually by email sharing and coalescing it in some form. Okay. Thank you.
Nancy on the stack. Is it okay?
Yes.
It is. If you want to have a teleconference, there is a free system to use, because we did that in elections. And I wish I could be on this group, but I'm not. I didn't get voted in here, so I guess I can't do that. But anyway,
you don't have to be on the PAC-Gov committee, Nancy.
Well, we haven't decided what we will need until we start meeting, and we might even have everything already. You know, who knows?
Okay, then we have, I think three people are enough, especially since our Paul has said that they have so much of the information already, or that it was gathered at least in one place. So it probably won't be nearly as much work as we thought initially, Nancy.
Okay.
But thank you for offering. Okay, I think we should move to number five now. We may actually be able to be over at 10 and have accomplished something, which is great. And I just about have all of the third Mondays locked up at this point. Okay. Number five, is PNB sent Pacifica National Governance Committee, WPFW, Campbell Johnson's motion, proposed PNB standing rules? I believe that's just so that the governance committee will take a look at the standing rules. I believe that's all that means. And that it will be added to our agenda, so at least it can start to be addressed somewhere. This was held up, as Lydia said before, for over a year because of the inability to produce some minutes from the audit committee showing that it had been considered or had passed through the audit committee before. So it's just languished on the PNB. For the last year, at least I remember distinctly seeing it for the last 8 or 9 months, you know, meeting after meeting. It was there until it was sent back to the governance committee. And I would like for it not to languish here. I would like for us to either address it or find a way that it can be addressed and that the PNB might consider some or all of his standing rules.
Question, R. Paul?
Absolutely.
Okay. So there's a motion that was written down from the PNB, and we can see that. And it sounds like there is a document to be considered also?
Yes, I forwarded that document. Did you receive the standing rules? I sent it to everyone through PAC-Gov earlier.
Okay. Yeah, as I said, there's, in a very short time, a lot of things showed up. At the very end. Okay. All right. Never mind that. If it's there, I'll find it when I can get it.
And information. New members will have access to these standing rules.
Yes. I'm as soon as I finish locking up the dates on our meetings, I'll go ahead and add your name to the PAC-Gov website. But I'll be happy to send you the standing rules now. I have your email address, so it's no problem.
Good. Thank you.
So Bob, Mark, and Joseph K. Both probably would need to have that.
This is Lydia.
Yes, Lydia.
Okay, so the PNB referred this to governance. I must have missed it. I'm on the PNB. or is, are we just taking it on because it's been languishing and we need to come up with a policy about how long should these, how do we as governance make sure that motions that are brought forward by directors, whether committee or not, are ever addressed on the PMB once it's placed on the agenda? Is how to prioritize, is that the issue? Or was it actually referred by the PMB to governance?
It was actually referred by the PNB to governance, and I'll look for where that was.
No, that's because, fine. I just wanted clarity on that.
Yeah, absolutely. Who's on the stack? I'm sorry.
Robert Stack, please.
Robert, yes. Go ahead, Robert.
Yeah.
KPFT.
It would seem. Yeah, KPFT. It would have seemed to me that the task force we just created in going through all these motions, that you would want to do these two processes together to see if the motions that have been passed might be things that might actually be included in the standing rules. When you look to see if the standing rules need changing, so that you codify all the motions that have been made that involve things that would be in standing rules. That's the earlier discussion about membership on committees was because we passed at KPFT standing rules in 2004. A committee looked at revisions in 2005 that we haven't found the minutes that say whether they were ever passed or not. There have been revisions since that have been added to that original 2004 version. And, you know, there have been motions passed that probably relate to the standing rules that have never been incorporated in. So it seemed to me that as we search for motions that have been resolutions and procedures that have been passed, you want to take a look at them in light of the standing rules to see if they belong in there. That's all.
That's a good idea. Thank you. And I've sent them to you now. So if you haven't received them, you should have received them. There were two other items that you added. I don't have that on my agenda. They were 6 and 7. Is that correct, Nancy?
I'm trying to find it. Let's see. Let me think. The task force, we already did that for the motions and Campbell's thing. That was it. Yeah. The PMB sent. Yeah, that's it. So new business is next.
So there was new business. Okay. I didn't have that on the one I received, Nancy.
Yeah.
Okay.
I see this. I don't understand why that happened, because I sent it to you to check it, and then why did it go to other people? I just don't understand this.
I don't know.
Does computers make mistakes like that? Never mind.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, then this is Lydia.
Yes, Lydia.
Okay, so my motion would be that the PMB should, since it is this Campbell standing rules, have been already part of the agenda since last February, so for a year. And I think that the governance committee should recommend that they should take it up. I think they should move to divide and take each rule at one rule at a time at a meeting. That is my motion.
Point of order.
Yes. Who's
okay,
speaking?
We can't.
Arpal, WBAI.
WBAI.
Okay, I'm sorry. I just didn't know who was speaking.
Yes. The committee is a committee of the PNB, and we can't tell the PNB how they have to break up the motion. Just a little procedural thing there. We can't tell them they have to break it up. We can pass it on or whatever. And so that part, I think, would be out of order for us to try and tell them that they have to break it up and look at it. They can or not as they please. And I'd like to speak on this.
Yes.
On the motion per se.
Yes.
May I?
Yes.
Okay. We looking at me email, this arrived just before the meeting started. And so it's a long document. And I haven't had a chance to read this. It's a lot of stuff in here. And I would say we would have to read this before we could even begin to consider telling the PNB to take it up. So I would be against the motion at this time to pass it because we have not looked at it. That's it.
This is Lydia.
Yes, Lydia.
Yes, and of course, in terms of telling the PNB, all committees are advisory. So all of the committees, whatever they send, whatever motions they pass, they're all advisory in nature. That is a given. And then, you know, their agendas are for them to vote on. But nevertheless, so we could, I still stand by the fact that we can certainly make that recommendation and pass that motion to do so. I would be open to postponing my motion until the next meeting and until everybody can become familiar with this. But the overarching governance-related aspect of it, as opposed to a finance committee analysis of it, is the fact that it has been languishing on the agenda since last February, despite the fact that we had a going concern issued by the auditor at that time and a pressing need to address some of these financial issues. But we're not the finance committee. We're a process governance committee. I understand if people are not familiar with this, that they should become familiar. And I would support postponing my motion till the next meeting.
Point of inquiry.
Who's speaking?
Robert, Mark.
Okay.
KPFT.
Yes,
may I go ahead?
Yes.
My inquiry is, what is the specific motion?
Lydia's original motion was to break up Campbell's motion, standing rules, to present one standing rule per PNB meeting for consideration.
And what is Campbell's motion?
Well, the motion that Campbell presented, that he said he presented in the audit committee, but they could not find minutes for it. So that's
my question is he wanting us to review a motion he's made to the PNB? Is that what he's asking us to do?
No, the PNB referred it to governance.
Asked to review it.
Oh, it was just referred to governance.
Yeah, it was
and
referred to governance.
It's one big long motion.
Yes.
Okay. I guess I want to be on the stack to comment on that.
Well, I would think you would comment now. There's no one else.
Okay. Well, then the point earlier made that the PNB has told us what to do is kind of incorrect. We can, at the committee level, move to divide the question and take it up a section at a time until we get done. And if we want to send it back up to them a section at a time so they can get it, that's fine, or they can wait till we're done.
I would
but
be open
someone
to
could make a motion to divide
motion.
The question.
Are you through, Robert? Now, Lydia,
yes.
You were about to say your motion.
Well, I had said my motion before, and I said, but since not everyone has read, and it's a very lengthy document, I agree, then I said I would be opening to postpone if somebody would move to postpone. I don't know if the maker can move to postpone their own motion, but I would certainly be open to the notion of sending one of the rules.
Oh, somebody please stop doing that with the buttons.
Oh, okay, Lydia, please.
Point of information, Joseph K., KPFT.
Yes, Joseph.
Lydia, are you finished?
Yes, I am. I'm just waiting for someone to make a motion to postpone my motion.
Oh. My question is the matter of the importance or urgency of this responding to the PNB's request that we act upon this motion that someone said was languishing for a good while?
A year.
Is there some reason why we want to deny acting on it? Because
apparently, I think it was Rob Paul who said he had not read it. Not everyone on this committee tonight has received this document to review. I think that was the issue.
Yeah. Okay. Well, the I guess the task was to act upon the motion that was sent to us as to whether we would pass it or not?
Well, you need to review it, I think, is the point, and it is lengthy.
Okay.
So would someone like to make a motion to postpone until our next meeting?
I move, this is Joseph Cape, KPFD, I move that we postpone acting upon this referred motion until the next meeting so that all members can have a chance to evaluate that document.
Thank you. Any objection? It passes without objection. So we'll be postponed until our next meeting.
Nancy Umstack?
Yes, Nancy.
I would suggest that y'all put your comments in the listserv so you don't wait until the next meeting before you read it, like just before the meeting starts. So I'm not saying that you might do that, but it might be good to start discussing things on the listserv. That's all. Back to you.
Thank you. Okay. From the agenda that I have, I see no other agenda items listed. Because we have several versions of the agenda out, is there another item on the agenda that I may not be aware of?
No. And Lydia had some new business.
Yeah. This is Lydia.
Yes, Lydia.
Yes, I had wanted to move to form a what did we decide? The working group is not working group or task force to deal with bylaws amendments, but not to populate it till we get the new membership.
Any objections?
What was the last part? I didn't understand what you said at the end, but not to what?
Populated until the new membership is established.
Oh, I see. Well,
and this is the working group, excuse me, point of information,
yes.
to revise the bylaws?
Okay. Well, let me give the background on it. Several bylaws amendments were proposed this year by the PMB. Some of them, in fact, most of them really needed, these are portions of the bylaws that really need some amending. Unfortunately, it was just, sometimes language wasn't tweaked enough. In one instance, the relevant portion was not properly noticed, and so on and so forth. So it just needs somebody who can sit down with these and work with language. The last thing we need is to make an amendment that's even worse than what you're trying to fix, or more convoluted, rather. So that really is like a working group type of task. And so that's what I'm proposing, because unfortunately, because the governance committee was not functioning at the first part of last year, the coordinating committee instead formed such a task force that also never came together. And so consequently, that kind of vetting process and culling through language and so forth never took place adequately. But more than that is that it belongs in governance. And so there you go.
Nancy on the stack.
Or Paul on the stack.
Lydia, are you on a speakerphone?
Nancy or Paul, anyone else?
Joseph K. KPFT.
Joseph?
Lydia, my question, are you on a speakerphone?
No, I'm not.
Okay. It was kind of a little bit static on your voice, but I was just remembering the first meeting of this governance committee last year. R. Paul said people try not to use speakerphones because it'll be clearer. Okay, that's all. That's all. Sorry to change the subject like that.
Okay, R. Paul.
Yeah. First of all, a suggestion was made earlier that we sort of debate this in the mailing list. We really shouldn't do that because we're supposed to do everything in the public. Okay. If we're going, I'm going to want to hear the secretary read the motion, because I don't know that it got formed quite as a motion in there. Second, I think from what I heard that the idea is that we would pass a motion now and populate it next time. I don't know that we need to do it in such a two-step way. Why not just, when we get the new committee together, why not just make the motion then? The other thing is, I would like to point out, as somebody who's been on previous governance committees, that we can also run into a situation where, as we have in the past, where we the governance committee works on something, and then six directors get together and put in something somewhat different, and that's what goes to the PNB. And so there's always – this is a rather protean type of thing here. It moves around on you. We can end up working on bylaws things, but people need to keep in mind that any six directors can then take what they please of that and plug it into the PNB, and that's that. So anyway, so I'd like to hear the motion read out.
Vidya, did you make a motion?
I made a motion to form a task force to consider bylaws amendments. That's it. But I would like to comment on what our Paul said. He's absolutely right. And, for example, I was the author of one of those bylaws amendments, and if the committee came up with something very different, I would propose, have the same six directors propose that particular bylaws amendment. But I would strongly advocate that the bylaws amendment as proposed by the governance committee also be proposed, and then the PNB can vote on the one that they choose. But at least it gets vetted. The other advantage to having this amount of governance is the fact that you have other LSB members on this committee, and therefore they're going to become familiar with the bylaws amendment. It is not going to be such a chore, and they're more likely to vote on something if it's appropriate, and at least have enough knowledge about it if more of its members of the LSB beyond just the directors have knowledge of the bylaws amendment, what was behind it, what were the various discussions, why wasn't one word used versus another, et cetera.
May I speak to this motion? This is Joseph K., KPFT.
Yes, Joseph.
I'm in favor of the motion in that this work group gets formed and gets started on it, so when the new members do come on, somebody has already gotten things somewhat gathered together and had some focus and some organization with the numbers of bylaws that are being proposed or what the nature of them are and what's the history. And so get this thing working and running rather than keep delaying everything for years and years.
Absolutely.
Nothing changes.
Nancy on the stack.
Nancy.
Nancy from KPFT. Nancy Sarah and I turned from KPFT. Bill Crozier, I was asking him, talking with him today, and he said there was, in the history, one station waited until March to elect their committee members to the national programming, national committees, and he didn't think it's a good thing to wait because, you know, we're always going to have some changes. Some people may get off and then new people come on later on. We might have that kind of thing, so I don't like this idea of waiting. People are smart, and they can catch on right away. And I just don't see what's wrong. The objection R. Paul had about discussing these things on the listserv. Isn't that the purpose of listserv, to help cut down and save time? And so, you know, before the next meeting, back to you.
R. Paul, to answer fast.
Yes, R. Paul.
All
don't
right.
want to back and forth, though.
Yeah, try not to. The comment about the mailing list, we can certainly talk to each other and do some things there, but if we start debating a motion, that's out of view of the public, and we are required to do this stuff in the public, in front of the public. So the mailing list is, of course, very closed. So if you have a debate on the mailing list, you're not going to be debating it in front of the public. You'll just say, okay, move to whatever, and people will say yes or no, depending on whatever they feel. That'll be it. Public isn't going to see anything, and it won't be very transparent. And so we can't do real business on the mailing list. So the suggestion made before about doing some stuff on the mailing list can be a little bit dicey if you get into something that's, you know, starts to resemble debate and stuff like that. That's all.
Thank you. With nothing else, I would like to call for ask someone to call for adjournment. Before we do, I would like to a point of personal privilege, please, and that's to address one thing very quickly. I'm sorry I forgot to speak about it, and that is that currently we passed at the PNB our last meeting that directors from a station can, more than one director can serve on any committee of the PNB with the exception of the National Finance Committee. So I hope that this won't stop us from populating our committees and going ahead and moving forward. Our bylaws read that at least one director from each station can serve on a committee, but it does not limit it to only one director. So I hope that we go ahead and move forward.
Madam Chair?
Yes?
Isn't there a motion on the floor? I move to form the task force on bylaws.
Yes.
I second that motion. Joseph K., KPFT.
I'm so sorry. We did not complete that motion. I'm sorry. Okay.
You could ask if there's any objection first.
Yeah, I will. Well, I'm sorry. I'm so busy trying to get to adjourn. All right. Without objection. Is there objection to the motion? I'm sorry. That's a pet peeve of mine. Without objection, is there any objection to Lydia's motion? Did you rephrase it, Lydia, so that he could understand it in very clear language?
Yes, I move to form a task force to consider bylaws amendments.
Any objections? It passes without objection. Okay.
Marcel, Nancy, from KPFT, could you also, when you put Bob Mark and Joseph K., could you also put George Ryder on the listserv and send them, well, George probably already has it, but send... if Bob hasn't gotten the Campbell Johnson's PNB standing rules thing.
And Lydia.
Oh, Lydia did not get it?
Lydia.
No, I'm saying on the listserv, that's all. Okay.
Okay.
You are
on
the listserv. You are on.
So point of information, are we, this shows of KKBFD, are we requesting members to identify themselves as being part of this working group?
Well, I'll be on it.
Until it's repopulated, not until our committee is repopulated.
Oh, but I struck that given people's concerns about the, whenever people, how we should move forward. So my motion was very simple, to simply form a working group to work on bylaws amendments. So.
And that's been passed.
Yes, it's been passed.
Yeah.
If you'd like to volunteer, you can.
I volunteer to work on this.
Okay, and who was that? I'm sorry, that was Robert?
Joseph K.
Joseph K. from KPFT.
Okay. So we can be in touch by email to coordinate times and discussion.
Thank you.
Forward the bylaws amendments that were proposed before, et cetera.
Good. Okay.
Nancy on the stack.
Yes, Nancy.
Okay, could everyone please give the PacGov your emails, if you have two emails, your phones, if you have two phones, days that are not good for you, like you have, yoga lessons or something, I don't know, whatever, that useful information probably, we won't have trouble since you already decided the third Monday and it's set, anyway, those phone numbers, because the way Marcel and I did, we were calling people 2 days before, sometimes the day of the to remind them and give them the number, because sometimes people are driving the car and they don't have the number with them. So we worked really hard, and we did have
I think, two non-quorums last year only, and one of them was, anyway, it took a lot of work, and I don't think every chair is going to be able to do this. I'm just saying we split the work up, and if any of you want to do co-chairing, you might think about that. It worked out fine for Marcel and I. Okay, that's all.
R. Paul?
Yes, R. Paul.
I move to adjourn.
I second.
Without objection.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for everybody.
Good evening.
Thanks. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.